All right. Well, really, really proud of our team again today. It definitely wasn't our best performance. There were a lot of things that we left out on the field, just didn't do well enough. But in the end, we were able to make the plays that we needed to make when we needed to make them, and that was critical in all three phases of the game. So, some of the good things, not turning the ball over, that was certainly a positive. We're able to make some stops defensively at the right time, and that was good. And we had the good field position in the kicking game, set up a couple good opportunities for us. But typical hard fought game against New York, and it's always good to come out on top. We got a long way to go here, short turnaround. We'll have to get ready in a hurry now for Miami, but it's good to win here today. Players did a good job fighting through this week, and after a couple tough road games, they laid it out there today when they had to. And, proud of the way they played.
Coach, not much of an effort to rush the ball today. Was that by design coming in, or something that you saw once the game got started?
They're pretty good run defense. We felt like we had good matchups throwing the ball, so tried to take advantage of those matchups. The runs that we ran, we didn't, get a lot out of. So.
Bill, the way you guys respond week after week when things get tight and continue to make plays, does that ever get old with you? I mean, teams don't just do that week after week like you guys have.
Well, you got to be ready to play situational football. We did some, good things situationally at the end of the game. And some things that weren't so good, things could have been better. So but that's always important. There's so many games in this league just come down to the last few plays or the last possession or last two possessions, whatever it is. And so, being able to make those plays at the right time determines the outcome of a lot of games. So we work on that every week. We never know what the situations are going to be, but hopefully we're prepared and we can execute them when we need to.
Coach, you had a bunch of drops on the afternoon, but were you pleased with the way Danny Amendola was able to step up and
hold on? Yeah, Danny made some great plays, like he always does for us. Big catches over the middle, big catch on the sideline. He did a good job inside there, like he always does. Gave some field position, in the return game as well. So, I thought we competed hard. Like I said, it wasn't perfect. We missed plays out there and things we can, coach better and perform better. But, the guys played hard. They played with a lot of toughness, a lot of effort, and fortunately we were able to make enough plays to win.
Brandon LaFell just said that he would give himself an F, but he thought it was a matter of timing today. What did you see from Brandon out there that may or may not have made it difficult for him?
Well, like I said, I think, I don't think any of us really felt great about the way we performed today. We can all do a better job, so I'm sure that everybody feels that way. I do. I'm sure everybody else does. We just left too many plays on the field too often.
Bill, you probably don't have too many plays drawn up for 3rd and 17. Can you talk about the anticipation that Brady threw the ball with there, the route to Edelman?
We got split safety coverage on that. It looked like they were in a kind of a quarters look. And, Julian made a good, got up on top of, on top of the safety and, broke to the inside. Tom hit him there. It was, well-executed play. When you get split safety coverage, generally speaking, somewhere in the inside part of the field is where you want to go, and that's where that one ended up going. So it was a good read. I thought overall our line gave us, pretty good protection today. Obviously not perfect. They have a good front, and, we took some hits. We also held the ball. We also, didn't execute the passing game as well as we need to. But, they hung in there, and that was a big play for us. I thought they, handled some of those blitzes on the last drive well. And, But, yeah, third and 17, third and 18, although we were giving them up on defense right and left. So, you know, it's one of those kind of games that third and 17 sometimes easier to pick up than third and one.
Coach, how impressed were you with the defense in the second half, particularly keeping Fitzpatrick from running around because he kind of hurt you guys in the first half with scrambling?
Yeah, I mean, again, we had our moments. Never good to see him drive the ball 80 yards or whatever they did, but, you know, we gave up. You know, I thought we had him in third down a number of times. We just couldn't make enough third down conversions. Thought overall our first and second down defense was competitive, and, you know, for the most part we were able to, you know, give ourselves a chance there, but we just didn't convert on enough third downs. You know, we had the big one at the end where, you know, Coleman broke up the, you know, the pass down the sideline. But, you know, overall we got to do a better job. We had a better job at everything, coaching, playing, all the situations. I mean, you name it. There's plenty of things we can improve on from tonight.
Final question. Think of Todd Bowles' defense, the way that team played today defensively.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good defensive football team. You know, they don't make it easy for you. They have a lot of good players. They have a good scheme.